You're listening to The Quoted Podcast Season 7, 5 Minutes of Advice. Let's get into today's episode. Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Quoted Podcast. Today I'm here to end off Season 7, 5 Minutes of Advice. So this is going to probably be short, like it's probably going to be under 5 minutes or so, because I don't have a lot to say, but I do have some advice to give you. So before I get into the advice, I want to go ahead and tell you guys what season 8 is going to be about. I have kept it a secret, but I thought over this and even asked you on Instagram if you had any other ideas of what this season should be about, and no one responded, so I'm going with what I was originally planning, which I think is going to be really good. I can't guarantee how long the episodes will be for season 8. They probably won't be like that long, but we'll see. But season 8 is going to be called Let's Worship, and it's going to be all about music. I have selected 10 different albums and one EP, and I'm going to be listening to those albums and EP before, like, several days before I record each episode. And basically, each episode of season 8 is going to be me talking about different Christian artist albums and, like, talking about the meaning of each song, in my opinion, like, what each song means to me. And basically showing you guys some new music and giving you some new things to listen to. I love music so much, and I've been obsessed with it recently, and I really wanted to do this. I haven't really listened to as much worship music as I definitely have in the past, and I wanted to branch out and find some new singers that I haven't really heard from. So I tried to pick albums that are mostly from 2022, but there's like one from 2020 and like maybe one from 2021 as well. So yeah, they're mostly new, and I'm really excited to share it all with you. So next week is the first episode of season 8, and it's actually going to be on the My Jesus album by Ann Wilson. I decided to start with that one because I had already listened to it before, and I don't have to like put a lot of thought into this one, which I did put a lot of thought into it. I wrote 6 pages of notes of what I think about each song, but I love this album so much, and I really wanted to talk about it for the first episode. So come back next Thursday for that, to hear my opinions on each song of the My Jesus album, and maybe you'll want to go and listen to the album yourself. I really wish that I could put some of the songs in from the album, but I would have to use Spotify to do that, and that would make it where the episode is only available on Spotify, and I don't want to cut off any Anchor listeners, so I'm not going to be sharing music clips in season 8 unless I share them from my phone. So please come back. Please come back next Thursday. I promise you're going to love it. It's going to be so much fun. And anyway, let's get into today's episode. So, God's no is not a rejection. It's a redirection is our little topic today. This world is full of people who want. If it's not physical things, it's accomplishments or dreams. And it's not bad to have dreams for the future and things you want to accomplish, but sometimes God doesn't agree with what you want. Sometimes God wants to bring you onto a whole different path. When God says no to something that you want in life, it doesn't always mean he's rejecting you and completely shooting down your hopes and dreams for good. God wants nothing but the best for you in life, and that's why he's the best plan. We could want so many things in life, but what we want isn't always good for us. But God is always there to remind us what we want and what we need. We simply need to let God be the leader and do what he does best. So if he says no to something you want, he's not rejecting you. He's not giving up on you. He's simply turning you around and showing you the better path. And I think this is so important because we do want a lot of things in life. But I'm talking, right now I'm talking about like the things that are like things that God would want us to do. Like there might be, you might want to go visit a friend so you can go to church with them and then you don't end up getting to go. That's just a redirection. That's just a chance for something new to happen. When bad things happen in your life, there's always something good that's going to come out of it. There's always a reason why that happened. You get me? So God's no is not a rejection. It's a redirection to something better or a better path. So that's what I wanted to leave you guys with today. Thank you for sticking with me and listening this whole season if you did. I appreciate it and I'm really excited for next season. So yeah. Thanks for listening to the Quoted Podcast. Come back next Thursday for season 8, episode 1. And just so you know, this podcast might come to a close by the end of this year. I might take a break from the Quoted Podcast after season 10. Just letting you guys know. So stick around while you can, while there are new episodes, please. Okay, thanks for listening. Come back next week. Bye.